Iranian converts remain unwavering in their faith despite unrest. Sat7 USA announces a new president, and a ministry uses conversational English as a key to open the door for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two women faced trial in Iran last weekend for converting to Christianity from Islam. They argued that being born to Muslim families didn't make them Muslims, therefore they're not apostates, says Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton.
They made a distinction between being born in a Muslim family and actually making a conscious decision to follow Islam. The judge and the prosecuting attorney didn't really go for that, because in their minds, if your parents are Muslims, then you're a Muslim. It's not a conscious decision.
If convicted of apostasy, the women face severe penalties, possibly even the death sentence.
Typically, that is not given to women, but it at least is one of the possibilities for an apostate. So what is probably more likely than the death penalty is perhaps a long imprisonment.
Pray their bold witness will point people to Christ. Pray also for their health and for the continued spread of the gospel. Meanwhile, violence against Christians in India is getting the attention of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Their report criticized the Indian government's inadequate response to growing religious hatred. It's being released this week on the anniversary of the Orissa State violence, which saw dozens of Christians killed and thousands of people left homeless by the rioting Hindu mobs. Some believe evangelism and church growth sparked the violence. Pray this report doesn't cause more unrest. You're listening to Mission Network News. A leader provides direction and guidance. Sat7 USA shares the vision in the U.S. of the Christian Satellite Television Ministry for the Middle East and North Africa. Add them together, and you have Dr. Rex M. Rogers emerging as president of Sat7 USA. His job? Bridging gaps.
I don't think American Christians really yet understand how to do ministry in Muslim-based countries and cultures. I think Sat7 is doing it very well, and we'd like to get the word out on how that's being done and how they can support it, because the Christian church is alive and well in the Middle East and in even some of the more oppressive countries and regimes.
Rogers knew Sat7 USA was a good fit when he had this epiphany.
I was sitting in this room with about 20 board members. There are language differences, there are cultural differences, of course, but there is the Spirit of God in their heart. These are believers. They've united together to support this Christian satellite ministry that's beaming truth into countries where you and I cannot safely go. It was literally kind of a light bulb moment.
Next, HCJB Global and several of their partners are using radio ministries to not only share with people in Thailand the love of Christ, but also teach them English. People in Thailand listen to Spotlight, a radio program produced by Words of Hope and several other ministries, and then use HCJB Global's materials to discuss the program afterwards. Janine Rembis with HCJB Global says,
the audio programs are not always overtly Christian, but the Christian values are woven within it. And so in the conversation clubs, we're able to use the Christian values embedded in the stories to bring the conversation around to spiritual things.
These individuals are able to improve their English along with learning about Christ. While Remba says no one's come to Christ yet, there has been spiritual discussion and openness to the message.
Pray for the Thai National Church that they would have English-speaking volunteers that would be committed to the ministry and have a passion for building relationships with unbelievers.
And finally, since 1991, Brad and Carla Thiessen have been ministering to the Roma minority population in Slovakia. Their ministry includes a nonprofit organization for teaching various life skills called Life Art, such as carpentry and sewing. Since 2004, the couple's partnered with Operation Mobilization to expand the courses they offer and gain accreditation. Pray for the Thiessens as they struggle to fund their ministries and share God's love with the Roma. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there not only to find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.